My dear friends in Christ, I had a plan for the sermon this morning, and what I was going to do is I was going to read the pastoral letter on modesty for the sermon. And the reason I was going to read it is because of how important modesty is in our day and age. So I changed that plan, but I would like to make just a few notes for us to keep in mind, especially in regards to the topic of modesty. As it says in Scripture, our Lord says, "You have heard that it was said to the ancients, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say to you that anyone who even looks with lust at a woman has already committed adultery with her in his heart, especially as we go about our necessary business and work. In our world today, we should practice custody of the eyes. How very important it is when we go to the store or go to work or wherever else it might be during these hot summer months that we do our very best to have custody of our eyes. We should not allow our eyes to wander around to all sorts of different things. But when we go to these places of public, let us do our very best to keep the custody of our eyes. For women, it's very important, and men, that we dress modestly, though ourselves also. We do not want to be an occasion of sin for somebody else." So there are four points to be made in the pamphlet here when it comes to our dress. First off, dresses or blouses with low-cut necklines are to be avoided. Also, immodest dress pertains to skirts or shorts which expose the upper portions of the legs. Immodest dress is that clothing which is sheer. Also, it would be excessively tight-fitting dresses or slacks. My dear friends in Christ, it's very important that we make sure that we do dress with modesty in our day and age, not only abroad, but at home as well. This is important because we want to set a good example for others. But when we do go out, let us avoid unnecessary occasions of sin. So one thing I want to especially mention is in regards to mixed swimming. So swimming pools or beaches here in the summertime. The church says that those are occasions of sin. So we have to avoid those occasions of sin, swimming pools and beaches, or at least minimize those occasions of sin. So one thing, for example, on a beach or the lake shore, if you can go away from the crowds or go away from the people where you're by yourself, but it's still very important that we dress modestly, even if one is going swimming. I wanted to especially mention that, as we see as the weather is very warm outside. Just please, if you haven't picked up or read the pamphlet on modesty, it's always a good review. But like I said, I'm not going to read the pamphlet like I planned on doing, because I thought there was a better topic, or not only a better topic, a very important topic that I needed to talk about, and that is devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. It's very important that each and every one of us practice devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And why is this? For each and every one of us, we should have a desire to become the great saints that God wants us to become. We should ask ourselves, do I want to become a saint? Do I want to become a saint that God wants me to become? And that's for not only children to think about, but for adults, for us all to consider. Do I truly want to become that saint that God wants me to become? The next question we should ask ourselves is, how am I going to become that saint? God has a place waiting for you in heaven. And how am I going to do my part? How am I going to reach that place that God has waiting for me? Certainly by your prayers, by keeping the commandments, by loving God and our neighbor, by receiving the sacraments, devotion to our Blessed Mother's Immaculate Heart, but also devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The Sacred Heart of Jesus has revealed through St. Margaret Mary Alacoque the promises he has given us if we practice devotion to his Sacred Heart. In the bulletin today, the 12 promises are listed, and just a couple of them that should really, really stand out for us. Consider number 6, the promise our Lord had given said, "Sinners shall find in my heart the source of an infinite ocean of mercy." The 7th promise, "Lukewarm souls shall become fervent." The 8th promise, "Fervent souls shall speedily rise to great perfection." These are promises that our Lord has given us if we practice devotion to his sake. So if we want to become that great saint that God wants us to become, we should practice devotion to the Sacred Heart. The 12th promise that our Lord has given us goes as follows. The all-powerful love of my heart will grant to all those who shall receive communion on the first Friday of 9 consecutive months the grace of final repentance. They shall not die under my displeasure, nor without receiving their sacraments. My heart shall be their assured refuge at that last hour. My dear friends in Christ, our Lord promises us, if we make our first 9 Fridays in honor of the Sacred Heart, we will be given the graces that we need at the hour of our death to persevere, to save our soul, that the graces will be available to us to receive the last sacraments. What a joy, what a consolation that is, to think that by being devoted to our Lord's Sacred Heart, by making our first Fridays, we're promised to have all the graces that we need in an hour of our death. It is something that is a reality, sudden death. For anybody, we know that death can come at any hour. It says in Scripture that death comes like a thief in the night. So if we hear of car accidents, heart attacks, all sorts of different things can come up, and our life can end in just a moment. But our Lord promises us that we practice devotion to the Sacred Heart, to make our first 9 Fridays, that that's not going to happen. We're going to have the graces we need, and also the opportunity for the last sacraments. So what a motivation that should be for us to practice devotion to our Lord's Sacred Heart. But if we are already practicing devotion to the Sacred Heart, let us increase that devotion. We can always increase our love to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. But just in general, how do we practice devotion to our Lord's Sacred Heart? Before going into the how, that is, how we're going to practice devotion, what does it mean? What does it mean to be devoted to the Sacred Heart? When we talk about devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, it means a love for our Lord. It means a love for His Sacred Heart. When we love our Lord and His Sacred Heart, when we recognize all of the things that He has done for us, what that does is it gives us a great confidence, a great trust in Him. But that also moves us to make reparation for all of the offenses that we see committed against Him. When we love somebody, and when we see them being injured, we want to do everything that we can to stop those injuries, to make up for those injuries. So too, devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus involves love and reparation. That is, a great love for our Lord and His Sacred Heart, and a desire to make up for all of the injuries that are committed against Him. If we look at Calvary, we see our Lord dying upon the cross. He has given us everything, even to the last drops of His precious blood. After our Lord died on the cross, the soldier came and opened His side and pierced His heart with the spear, and the last drops of His precious blood and water come out of our Lord's side. That is the foundation of the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We see that our Lord, in His great love for us, He gave everything, even the last drops of His precious blood. And now on to how we practice devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. It's one thing to say we have a devotion to our Lord's Sacred Heart. We should ask ourselves, do I practice that devotion? It's one thing to say it, it's another thing to do it. So we practice devotion to our Lord's Sacred Heart, first and foremost, by praying to the Sacred Heart. Especially in times of trial, times of difficulty, when we're struggling, a tough situation, most Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place my trust in Thee. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on me. Next, it's very important that we have a complete confidence and trust in our Lord and His Sacred Heart. Read the promises that our Lord has given us. His care for us is greater than our own care for ourselves and our family. Our Lord, in His Sacred Heart, loves us with an infinite love. Our love is finite. Our love is limited. Our Lord's love of His Sacred Heart is without bounds. His desire for your welfare is greater than our own desire for our welfare. So we should do our very best to have that complete trust and confidence in our Lord and His Sacred Heart, especially when things don't go the way we want them to go. Those are trials. Those are tests. Those are opportunities to prove your love to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and to make reparation for the insults that are hurled against His heart. Next, it's important that we study the devotion of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. It's one thing to say that, yes, I want to be more devoted to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, but then to do nothing about it. If we really want to become more devoted to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we should try to find a small book or a pamphlet or do some study or research on the Sacred Heart. And one thing you're going to find is the amount of miracles, the amount of amazing stories that have been worked or brought up by the intercession of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. There's a book out there. It used to be called The Messenger, I believe, the magazine. And what The Messenger would do is they would publish the stories from the faithful. The faithful would practice devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And in some cases or instances, great favors would be worked in the life of a family. That family would then publish or send that favor that the Sacred Heart of Jesus worked for them to The Messenger. So it would be published for all the world. This book, I don't remember the name of it right now, but this particular book talks about many great favors that our Lord has worked for families all over the world and individuals. But there are many great books on the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and let us start by picking up at least one. Another few means of practicing devotion to our Lord's Sacred Heart, enthrone your home to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Have special prayers that you pray every day or with your family. Try to make sacrifices for the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Try to make a holy hour once a month. Our Lord says, can you not watch for 1 hour with me? Try to make a monthly holy hour. My dear friends in Christ, let us do our very best to practice devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Let us do our very best to increase our devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. For there is a spot in heaven with your name on it. God wills that you become a great saint. In order for us to do that, let us turn to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. He promises to help us. If we are devoted to His Sacred Heart, He's given us promises. And when our Lord makes a promise, He keeps it. It's not like a promise that we make that we might not keep, or a promise that someone else in the world might make and they don't keep. When our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ makes promises, He keeps them. But let us do our part in practice devotion to His Sacred Heart. My dear friends in Christ, remember to pray in trials and temptations